Lament for my cock, sore and crucified, I seek to know you, acquiring soulful wisdom. You can open walls of mystery, strip show. How to acquire death in the morning show? TV death, which the child absorbs. Death well, mystery, which makes me write. Slow train, the death of my cock gives life. Forgive the poor old people who gave us entry, taught us God in the child's prayer in the night. Guitar player, ancient wise satyr, sing your ode to my cock. Caress its lament, stiffen and guide us, we frozen. Lost cells, the knowledge of cancer, to speak to the heart and give the great gift, words, power, trance. This stable friend and the beasts of his zoo, wild-haired chicks, women, flowery in their summit, monsters of skin, each color connects to create the boat which rocks the race. Could any hell be more horrible than now and real? I pressed her thigh and death smiled. Death, old friend, death and my cock are the world. I can forgive my injuries in the name of wisdom, luxury, romance. Sentence upon sentence, words are healing lament for the death of my cock spirit has no meaning in the soft fire. Words got me the wound and will get me well, if you believe it. All join now and lament for the death of my cock, a tongue of knowledge in the feathered night. Boys get crazy in the head and suffer, I sacrifice my cock on the altar of silence.
You're nuts!
Well, fans, it certainly was a blockbuster statement here from Hulk Hogan. He seems very confident. He seems ready to go. And now Commissioner Nick Bockwinkel, who's been a busy man tonight, is with Mean Gene.
All right, Tony, we are here with the Commissioner of World Championship Wrestling, Nick Bockwinkel. You've heard what the Nature Boy Ric Flair said in Las Vegas. You heard the offer that was made by the WCW Heavyweight Champion, the great Hulk Hogan. What is the posture of your office on all of this rhetoric?
Well, Mr. Hogan has been in contact with me. He's been...
You had to see this coming.
Oh, yes. We saw this coming. We knew what he was going to do. We knew that the ploy that he, I think, successfully pulled off on Mr. Flair. And consequently, I have a statement that we've prepared. Mr. Flair doesn't even have to get a hold of me on the phone. He has already agreed on national television, so he is signed to the deal. Because of the magnitude of the circumstance surrounding the Hulk Hogan-Ric Flair controversy, we at World Championship Wrestling have granted Mr. Hogan his request to wrestle Mr. Flair on Sunday, October the 23rd, 1994, at Halloween Havoc at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit. Hulk Hogan will defend the World Championship Wrestling title against Ric Flair. We have been in contact with Mr. Hogan, and the stipulations have been finalized. In return for this office reinstating Mr. Flair, Hogan has agreed not only to put the world title on the line, but his career as well. In other words, if Hogan loses the match, he will never wrestle again, never again for WCW or any promotion in the world. In addition, this is something that neither of these gentlemen know at this time, and it's being imposed by myself and the championship committee. In addition, the stipulation, I have one more thing to add. WCW is in the wrestling business. It is our desire to bring resolutions to the issue between Hogan and Flair. In order to do this, WCW has ruled that the match will be held inside a steel cage.
Wait a minute, Bockwinkel. What are you smoking?
I'm not.
You can't put those two men inside a steel cage. I mean, all hell is going to break loose. How could you possibly do it? You and the guys back there, what in the world are you thinking of?
Then the hell will have to break loose inside the cage.
I want to see that match as bad as anybody else, but I don't want to see it inside a steel cage. You can talk careers all you want.
You know the amount of things that have taken place and the amount of interference, it will be inside of a steel cage. Thank
you, Gene. I want to see you in the locker room area. Ladies and gentlemen, what a bombshell. Commissioner Nick Bockwinkel now making it official. Hogan and Flair will meet. Hogan's career on the line, and the match will take place inside a steel cage at Halloween Havoc on October the 23rd.
What would we do?
Yesterday, and this friend of mine wasn't home like I thought he was going to be, and he owes me some money, so I thought I'd have some money to get back home with.
I'm almost out of gas. I had to sleep in my car last night. I don't suppose you'd have a couple of bucks you could give me. It would really help me out. If you give me your address, I'll mail it back, honest.
Let me see your driver's license.
What do you want to see my driver's license for?
Well, if you're from Santa Barbara, I have your address on it, won't it?
I don't have a driver's license.
You drove all the way from Santa Barbara without a license.
Are you a cop?
Let's see your car registration. Matter of fact, let's see your car.
All right, forget it. Okay, just forget it. That's a hell of a way to treat a vet, man.
You're an animal doctor?
No, a vet. A veteran. I was in Nam, man.
What were you, a drummer boy? You must have been 10 years old.
I meant the golf. I meant to say the golf. Jesus, come on. All I'm asking for is a little change. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Well, I mean, except for this. Oh, fuck it. Come on, give me some money, man. Just give me some money.
No.
How about the change in your pocket? I don't care if it's a dime. Give it to me.
I'm not giving you any money.
You got a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Oh, come on, man. You got to give me something.
Yeah, why don't you try to get a job?
Hey, this is my park. I live here. Who the fuck are you walking through my park carrying two bags? You got two bags. I don't got any. Is that fair? Huh? What's in those bags anyway? Huh? Give me one of those bags. I could sell those bags and eat for a week with the money. Come on, you got two of them. What do you need two of them for?
You're right. Here.
Are you serious?
I don't need it anymore.
All right! Son of a bitch!
A year ago today was when you went away, but now you come back knocking on my door and you say you're back to stay, but I say
go cry on somebody else's shoulder. I'm somewhat wiser now, and one whole year older. I should only need you now. I don't love you anymore. You cheated me, baby, and told some dirty lies about me. Fooling around with all those other guys. That's why I have to set you free. I should only need you now. I don't love you anymore.
No, no, no.
Yeah, girl, today you went away, and I come back crying, darling. Please let me in. I don't need you, no, I don't love you anymore. So go lean on, go cry somebody else's door. Somebody else's shoulder. I'm somewhat wiser now, and one whole year older. I should own these now. I don't love you anymore.
Oh my darling,
go ahead and cry. Go ahead and let the tears fall out of your eye. Let them fall in your dress. Who cares if it makes a mess? I gave you my high school ring at the root beer stand. We had a teenage love, baby. I thought it was sharp, it was really so grand. But
you cheated me, baby. That's all. Dirty lies about me. Fool around with all those other guys. That's why I had to get my khakis pressed. I should only need you now. I don't love you anymore. Baby, baby,
baby, I love you so much, darling.
I love you.
Why don't you dig me?
Baby,
I dig you, but you don't dig me. I don't understand what it is. I had my car reupholstered. I got my hair processed. Got a nice Commodore job on it. I bought a new pair of shoes. I got some new khakis, and I met you.
I have a message for you from Vincent Ludwig.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Don't fire the gun while you're talking.
Football blocked by beautiful Bobby. This time, Blair dropped down, and beautiful Bobby had that move well scouted. Dropped a couple of elbows. He caught Flair up and over from that clothesline. And the heavyweight champion of the world, Nature Boy Ric Flair, being severely tested in the early going by beautiful Bobby.
From the moment Flair tried to get Bobby to the neutral corner and chop him in the chest, you could see that Bobby was well prepared. He fought his way out of the corner, fought his way out of the next corner, prepared for Flair to drop down, and took him right outside. Great wrestling from Bobby.
Flair has been to the big dance before. Legendary status as the world's champion. Beautiful Bobby cannot get impatient. He's got to wrestle his match as he can wrestle.
That's right, and that's a great point.
He has to make Flair come to him, and that's a tough thing to do. Not many people have been able to do that.
Flair's a master of dictating the pace. Forearm right to the ear, jaw, beautiful Bobby. Flair, those chops are just legendary. Oh, man. Right above us, and it's echoing throughout the Civic Coliseum here in Knoxville. Straight right hand from the heavyweight champion of the world. Tremendous impact here in WCW. And even with the right. Beautiful Bobby from Huntsville, Alabama. A succession of right hands. Flair in trouble. Bobby was going to go for the cover right there. Irish whip to Flair. There's the backdrop. High elevation. Flair landing on his lower back.
When Flair...
He's got him. He may have him. Hooked the leg and he got out before the three.
I thought he did. When Flair went face first moments ago, notice how Bobby squared himself in front of Ric Flair, making sure that he had his eyes right on the world champion, because a lot of times Flair will lull you into the sense that you have him, and then he'll come back with an offensive move. Bobby did not allow him to do that. Good move, Bobby.
Could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't ask me to stay. Don't think you got it Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Yes, the moment we've awaited, a very special moment, and Glenn Parker returning to action tonight, and led to the ring by Palmer. He is from Death Valley, weighing in at 328 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. Undertaker!
When do we start back?
Soon, Solitaire. Soon. Solitaire, why? I treated you well, you lacked for nothing. Proper way to deal with this. In one proper time.
Yeah, my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a rap back jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime.
Sometime I'm gonna rap back, yeah.
come back. Sometime I'm on a red back jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over, yeah. Sometime.
Please, please.
All right, show me where.
Here, Uncle Francois.
Wait in the house. There's a good boy for you.
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? They just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Saigon. Shit. I'm still only in Saigon. Every time I think I'm gonna wake up back in the jungle, when I was home after my first tour, it was worse. I'd wake up and it'd be nothing. I hardly said a word to my wife until I said yes to a divorce. When I was here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle. I'm here a week now, waiting for a mission, getting softer. Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger. Each time I looked around, the walls moved in a little tighter.
Aroma pierces through my heart cell. I'll tell you about myself. fantasies here now. You sip gin and tonic with a double whole store. Finally, I get the nerve to buy you one more. The bartender smirks, I whisper he's a jerk. I'm wearing leather pants and a $30 shirt. Offer you some double mint, sit back, crack a smile. Try to act like I'm relaxed and not a child. See, I'm 16 and you're in college. Lovely, sweet thing, please give me the knowledge. What you don't know is you're the woman I've wanted to get for years. And now I'm here, sweet dear, cool in the snow under a polar bear. I light your cigarette with a Raphael lighter. Your dress seems like it's getting tighter and tighter. The ice cubes melt, the heat is felt. The cards on the table and my deal is dealt. I want you, want you, want you. I want you. I had to search through my soul. Cowardice kept a hold on me, and the key was analyzing my role as a man to instigate romance. Not break down and cry when you ask for a dance. So fellas talk to her when she walks by. She can only say no. It's not do or die like Bed-Stuy. It's nature's way. A sweet love story from LL Cool J.
Like I said at the start, I was beaten, outsmarted, poisoned by Detective John Hobbs. Can you imagine what it feels like to be alive for thousands of years and realize you're actually going to die? Because some self-righteous cop decided he was going to save the fucking world. Yes, a demon can die. And Hobbs figured out how to beat me at my own game. So what? The war isn't over, I promise you. Not by a long shot. You forgot something, didn't you? At the beginning, I said I was going to tell you about the time I almost died. See you around.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man. The pilot washed his hands and sealed his face.